Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicki. How can I assist you?
Hi, Vicki. I have a charge on my bank account that I don't know what it is.
Yes, ma'am. I'd be more than happy to assist you. May I have your zip code, please, so I can try and locate an account for you, ma'am?
97030.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Laura Escalante.
Okay, Ms. Escalante, could you verify your shipping address for me, please?
3034 Northeast 18th Court, Apartment E, Gresham, Oregon.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, ma'am, it looks like you already spoke to one of our agents a little while ago. This
okay.
is the charges for that smartwatch, and the charges that you received or that you're seeing is where you disputed those charges initially with your bank, and they I guess refunded the $59.95 back to you temporarily, but once they did their investigation or whatever and confirmed that it was actually an order that was placed, they charged that $59.95 back to your account. So at this juncture,
but they did that twice.
Well, there are two different charges. One is for a pair of mini pods, and one is for the smartwatch.
Okay. Well, I canceled that order a long time ago.
Okay. Let me just look
before,
through the notes.
I mean, I canceled it when I called and disputed the charges. I canceled the smartwatch and ear buds thing, so I wouldn't be charged for it, and then disputed the charges, and then now I'm being charged again. I don't understand.
Those charges that you're saying now, ma'am, are from your bank.
Yeah, that's what the other lady told me, but it doesn't make sense.
Okay, well,
when
you canceled the account, you weren't refunded at that juncture. So you disputed it. When you disputed it, your bank more than likely refunded the money temporarily until they called and confirmed that the order was placed. Now, when you called, you canceled it with us? Because I don't see any notes or where whomever you spoke to.
Well, the other lady told me, yes, I see that it's canceled.
But yeah, I don't know why she told you that, because I'm in the process of canceling it out now.
Oh, she told me, yeah, I can see it's canceled. I said, I canceled it a long time ago. And she said, yeah, it's canceled.
Well, she figured it was canceled because it's a chargeback on the account, which means it would have to have been canceled, meaning you'll get no more charges. But in terms of you calling in to cancel, I don't see any annotations on your account that you called in to cancel. When you called in, they should have offered you an opportunity or like maybe a partial refund. I don't see where you called in to cancel, however. But at any rate, these charges, as I stated, came from your bank, not us.
Okay, so I'm just stuck with $118 worth of stuff I can't use. Is that what you're telling me?
Unfortunately, ma'am, I am. I'm sorry.
And what am I supposed to do with the iPad and the
This is a smartwatch and the mini pods.
Yeah, what am I supposed to do with those?
Oh, they're yours to keep. You paid for them.
What am I supposed to do with them if I can't use them?
Maybe you can re-gift them.
But don't you have to have a subscription or something to use them?
Not to my knowledge. The smartwatch itself, you can pair that up with the earbuds, and the smartwatch can be used with your phone. It pairs up with your telephone, or your smartphone, rather, and you can use it to communicate versus having to hold your phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Escalante, for calling customer support. Have a great day.